We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Andrew Hamling on the buttons today. Mariah Lazos on the phones. Give us a yell at your convenience.
You know,
I got it at Taj Locker Room Hotline.
I'll never forget that my very first NBA game was in Kansas City. And
at Kemper Arena.
Yeah, and Larry Drew was playing in that game.
That's cool.
I vividly remember Larry Drew. It was Phil Ford's last season in Kansas City. They had those jerseys where the names were below the numbers, which nobody else
Scott
did that.
Scott Wedman on that team?
Yes. It was guys like Eddie Johnson, Ernie Grunfeld, Sam Lacy, Joe C. Merriweather, who was a SIU guy.
Joe C. Merriweather.
Yep, he was on that team.
Wow.
Mike Woodson.
Yeah.
They were bad that year.
They should have been better than they were. That's not a bad listing of players.
Well, the next year is when they made a jump. They were 45-37 in the 82-83 season. That's when Drew blew up. That's when he went 20-8 assists that year. Some of their parts were different. They had LaSalle Thompson that year. Ed Neely was a rookie out of K-State. He was on that team that year. And Steve Johnson from Oregon State. Pretty good scores. But that was Larry Drew's blow-up year, his second year in Kansas City. And I can remember my mom took me to Kemper to watch the Kings and the Spurs. And in games, that was the only game I ever saw. But the signal was good enough, and I want to say it was 8-10. They were the flagship of the Kansas City Kings,
right.
I think. It would have had to have been, because I think the signals was the only one good enough to where I could hear it from my house. But I know that their play-by-play guy was Kevin Harlan.
Yes.
He was the voice of the Kansas City Kings back in the early 80s. That was my really first recollection or introduction really into the NBA game, because obviously it wasn't on very often, and the Kings were never on. Never.
No.
You know, you're not going to have the Kansas City Kings on a Saturday afternoon. But
don't you think Kansas City makes pretty good sense for an NBA team were it to?
I'd love to see it come back. You bet.
Expand, but I don't know. I mean, there are other places that you could put one. I mean, I suppose.
Isn't it more likely, according to the quote-unquote experts, at hockey would be there before basketball?
Yes.
And why? I mean, what's the difference?
I don't know why. Well, because I think that they've at least broached the possibility of bringing hockey there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of a movement there has been for the NBA. Where would the NBA expand most likely now? Vegas, probably.
Yeah, would be the
Vegas
knee-jerk or easy answer, yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty easy. Where else is there no basketball? There's nothing in...
I'm trying to think of a
there's
big
nothing in
without...
Tampa, right? There's Orlando, but there's nothing in Tampa. So Tampa's huge market where there's no basketball.
Well, Seattle, do you think they're clamoring to have it back?
Well, yeah, I think Seattle would be the first pick back.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so. I think Seattle got ripped off. And that's not a homer. That's not the homer in me. I do think Seattle got ripped off a little.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
869-1240.
I think Seattle would be the first pick. Sorry.
That's okay. 869-1240. Ryan has hopped aboard the Tad's Locker Room Hotline. Hello, Ryan.
Hi. Thanks for having me today, gentlemen.
You bet.
And just a little known, I don't know, you remember that, but there was a time in Kansas City's sports lifetime that all four major sports were in Kansas City. We had a hockey team from 74 to 76, the Scouts. So the Scouts and the Kings.
Yeah. I wouldn't have been able to tell you that. That's a good pull, Ryan.
Yeah.
What league were they? Were they in the WHA at that point or whatever? What league were they in, the Scouts?
I mean, I think they were NHL. That team relocated to the to Colorado.
Yep.
And
he's right.
The original
okay.
Colorado.
Good Rockies. Call. Yep.
Yeah.
And then they became the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they relocated to New Jersey, where they are now known as the Devils, obviously. Good call, right?
Short time, but we had them all four. Hey, guys, rock it out. Enjoy the show.
Thanks for listening. Rock it out, Ryan.
Dude.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate it.
Kansas City Scouts. He's right. 74 to 76. Then they went to Denver. And then in 82, they went to New Jersey.
The colors were blue, red, yellow.
Yeah, that's right. And it was the NHL. So 3 years.
Played in Kemper, obviously. No Stanley Cups. No conference finals.
Actually, they played in Hy-Vee Arena. I'm looking it up right now. Hy-Vee
Arena. Well, that's what it's
Arena.
Called now.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
That's what it's called now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So they played in Kemper?
Old Kemper, uh-huh.
God, why don't I know that?
I didn't. Of course, I was five years
Kings,
old at the time.
I'll be darned. Huh. Interesting.
Probably never to come back, either basketball or high. But I, whenever I'm in Kansas City or near the area, invariably, if you're there long enough, it'll come up on Sports Talk Radio up there, hockey. I feel like hockey's the most logical.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't the Penguins rumored to be on the move or something? Am I dreaming that? That if one of the franchises in the NHL were to move, like Kansas City 5 or 6 or 7 years ago made a huge push to bring a franchise to Kansas City, and they were told that they were in the running or it was possible. And I don't know if Seattle, if that's just selective memory, that Seattle was also kind of on the radar for another hockey team. But Kansas City, I think, wants probably hockey more than it does the NBA.
Yeah.
Just kinda.
Seattle has a tremendous history in the Western League and the old Seattle Totems. They played a lot of hockey up there, but have never had an NHL team. The team in Kansas City played there 2 years, 74-75, 75-76. Played 160 games in those 2 years and won 27. That's why they weren't there for very long.
That explains it. Like I said, no division championships, no conference finals.
Simon Nolet and Guy Chiron were the captains of those teams.
Boy,
Guy Chiron played a while.
Franchise that the NHL forgot.
Huh.
They surely didn't draw if they didn't win any more than that.
Oh, no. I mean, they couldn't have drawn flies, for goodness sakes, right?
Yep.
Couldn't have drawn flies.
Thinking of them reminds me of the Chiefs and Slapshot. How could it not have been like that?
God, I hear you. Huh. Well, there you go.
There you go.
Learn something new every day. That's pretty good.
Hockey talk here on Sports Daily. Scouts. Yeah.
What headlines do we have going on here today to keep us occupied?
Well, the College World Series can't seem to get started.
Yeah.
It's still raining there. A game postponed from last night to hopefully 26 minutes from now, but it's not going to happen. Arkansas and Texas Tech in a winner's bracket game. So can't seem to get away from the lightning and the rain up in Omaha. I mentioned it earlier that the Northwest Arkansas, the AA team for the Royals, has 11 players going to the Texas League All-Star Game. And while we're having to suffer through what we are at the big club, help is on the way. Obviously, it's a little ways away, but some pretty good prospects down on the farm, especially in AA. We talked a little bit about this to RJ Anderson from CBSSports.com. If you missed it earlier, it's on KFHRadio.com talking Major League Baseball. All the Mariners have to do to finish 500, or I'm sorry, to finish 91-71 is play 500 ball from here on out. Think they can do it?
I think they can. I don't know if they will.
Well,
I don't know.
91-71 gonna be good enough?
Well, that's borderline.
To get the wild card. Well,
yeah.
You got the Yankees and the Red Sox. Whoever wins the
could
East
could win over 100.
The other teams right there for the wild card. The Indians are gonna. Well, Indians won't concede the Central just yet. They're up four up on the Tigers, but you just can't imagine the Tigers would have anything for them. You asked RJ about the Mariners. Is that sustainable? They're right there. They're 7.5 clear of the Angels for the second wild card. You don't expect them to play 6:30, and neither do I. But like I said, if they just go 500 from here on, they win 91. If the Angels, who are 7.5 back, would have to win 52 games from here on out just to get to 91. And go...
That's not likely.
I don't think so either.
No, that's not likely.
So you might have to start to printing up your Seattle Mariners wild card tickets.
Well, I mean, you know, they've done a lot of heavy lifting through, 74, 75 games, whatever it is right now. I mean, they've been a good ball club, and they've been consistent throughout the first part of the season. So
here's what RJ touched on, though, and he didn't quite go over the line to say it, that they've been lucky.
They have.
They're playing 6:30 with a plus 17 run differential.
Yeah.
That proves they're kind of lucky.
That's why you look at them and think, you know, they could be a 500 ball club or, you know, a couple games under 500 or whatever the case may be. But they're going to scare 90 one way or the other, probably, unless they fall off the edge of the earth. How many other teams in the American League outside of Cleveland, Houston, Boston, and New York are going to win 90 games?
None, except for Seattle.
I don't think so. I mean, right?
Potentially, yes.
No, I wouldn't think so. So I mean, you know, you got to stay the course. Stay the course right now.
In the National League, and we've talked about this before, we both feel like the Nationals are eventually going to figure it out and catch the Braves.
Yes.
But if the Braves, on the other hand, go 500 the rest of the way, they'll be 88-74. Is that good enough for a wild card? Because the ones that are duking it out right now, and I know it's only June 20th, but the teams that are within a game and a half of the second wild card are playing 535 ball or 528 ball.
Yeah. Let's see. I think it took 87-91, if my memory serves me correct, last year. Rockies had 87, and I think the D-backs had, I think the D-backs won 91, something like that. So if you're using that as your barometer,
that should.
I mean, who do you really like in the National League right now?
Nobody right now. I mean, were you talking about wild card people?
There's nobody. Not right now. I mean, the Dodgers are playing better now. And you figure that if they can get a couple of arms back, including, you know, Clayton Kershaw, that they'll be better. Their lineup is still solid. I like the D-backs. I like the Brewers.
They're currently in first place.
I mean, I like the Brewers a lot. Who's better, the Cubs or the Cardinals next in that pecking order?
Well, as of right now, the Cubs, statistically.
As of right now, I mean, I don't know. But neither one of them are overwhelming to me by any stretch. And then you've got what? Then you've got Philadelphia and Atlanta and the Nationals kind of, you know, swimming in that pool in the East. But who are you most bullish on in that group? Probably the Nationals, and they haven't shown very much to this
point. Just by default, kind of, the Nationals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I think it'll be a lot of fun. Because there's nothing very clear right now, outside of the Astros, the Red Sox, and the Yankees. Those are the three that I think you can bet on. Those three.
Yeah, those guys are beating the hell out of everybody they play.
Yes, exactly. So, but the rest of it. Pretty damn wide open at this point, and that's great.
And Seattle's the best of the rest.
Yes, they are.
Like you said, when you take away the Red Sox, Yankees, and Astros, the Mariners are nipping on their heels. They're playing 6:30 ball through their first 73 games.
Amazing.
Very, very amazing.
Hey, well, I mean, you know, when you stop, when you stop to consider the injuries that they had last year, especially with their pitching staff, they've stayed relatively healthy. And see you later, Robinson Cano. Don't really need you in the lineup.
Who would have thought?
How about that?
For the golfer in your life, go to WichitaPerks.com. You can play 18 holes of golf at each of the six area golf courses for only $49. It's Cherry Oaks, Cottonwood Hills, Wellington, Heston, Prairie Trails, and Augusta. 18 holes at each of those joints for only $49. But you got to go to WichitaPerks.com to get that great deal. On this day, coming up next, Shane and Bruce Sports Daily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.